outside the room.
Welcome to another edition of Cat Soup, the best of internet humor on the radio. I'm Kat, and apparently...
I am Vladimir Joe.
Okay, then. I think you might know the theme today.
Duh.
Soup. Cat soup.
I am very confused. What do you mean, soup?
Joe, how you doing?
Joe, what is she talking about? I don't know. I am very confused. You promised me good time, Joe.
You'll have good time.
Oh.
Yeah. Natasha is here, too.
Oh.
Yes. But Natasha soup don't sound so good.
No, I don't know. I don't know. No. Never mind.
So, trivia of the day.
Trivia of the day.
Yeah, see if you know this one.
Okay.
Because you're pretty up on movies. This is from cultbox.co.uk.
Ah.
Yeah.
Those darn British.
Where was the scene in Diamonds Are Forever where Tiffany Case discovers Plenty O'Toole dead in the swimming pool filmed?
I do not know this.
Kirk Douglas's house.
Cool.
Now, pray tell, they do not explain why. They just kind of left that and then put a period at the end.
Because he had a good-looking pool?
I guess.
Oh.
No. Whatever.
Yeah. It's Hollywood. Who can explain Hollywood?
That's true. That's true.
You know, believe it or not, I am just not a big fan of the newer Bond stuff. I mean... It's like...
No, I like the old Sean Connery.
Oh. Well, I won't spoon over him, but yes.
Oh. So here's a joke, and we can't say where it came from.
Oh, no.
esmartbeep.com.
Think of donkey.
And it's really got good stuff. Yeah, okay. So the father says, I used to play baseball all the time. On the field, they would even call me James Bond.
Wow, said the son, because he had all sorts of tricks up his sleeve?
No, mainly because my average was 007. And thence goes the day.
Yeah. Oh, Joe, you did not promise me this. I don't know. You did not say we're going to have to talk about my arch enemy, James Bond.
Oh, yes. But yes, I just thought, you know, what's out there? I don't know what's out there because we've done a lot of themes.
Sure.
Yeah. And so I started looking at my top 10 lists and there were annoyingly a lot of them about James Bond.
Yeah.
So here we are.
Gotcha.
I bet you probably know this.
Okay.
Where did, for curious sayings and words from timesofindia.com, we're going international today, where did 007, the term 007 come from?
I don't know, but I can tell you that fictionally, M16 agent James Bond possessed a license to kill, which is why he is a 00 agent. The 7 means Bond is the 7th agent to receive his title.
I'd like to know who 1 through 6 are.
They must be dead because they ain't around.
They revoked their licenses.
Yeah. You failed. Yeah. You died. Goodbye.
So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Awesome.
So top 10 lists.
Okay.
From humorlabs.com.
Oh, great. We have 10 items to talk about today.
14.
Mm-hmm. Just like I said.
The top 14 pet peeves of James Bond.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. 14. Tomorrow never dies and neither does this blasted cold sore.
Uh-oh. Number 13, despite being knighted by the Queen, still can't get a date with Baby Spice.
12, it's getting harder and harder to use his nuclear-powered heat-seeking homing device in a cigarette in California. Yeah. Yeah.
True. Number 11, Q's latest gadget only locates your car keys. Ooh.
Number 10. Oh, just when you think you finally found the right girl to settle down with, she tries to jam a pen in your throat.
Yeah.
Ouch.
We make fun of my countrymen again. Number 9. Morons at Jiffy Lube always pouring windshield wiper fluid in the napalm trunk.
Tank.
Oh.
Of the car.
Tank.
Oh. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
That's right. They're trying to fill the front because it's, and it's not.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, number 8, and this is a subtle one.
Okay.
Yeah. Embarrassing to have girlfriend's name page when separated at Walmart. Just think on that, folks.
Number 7. If his neighbor pulls a Finkelbaum, Morris Finkelbaum, crap one more time, he's going to get an ice pick in the forehead. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, this is my favorite.
Okay.
6. The new Bond girl.
Oh, no.
RuPaul is always kicking his butt at arm wrestling. Thumbs up from Kat.
This one's not too bad either. Number 5. Studio cutbacks have him at the wheel of a souped-up 1976 Gremlin with a new Bond girl. B. Arthur.
Oh, that's wrong. Oh, I can hear so that. Many ways. Hear, like,
you're driving wrong. Turn left. I said left. Not that left. Go right. No. Yeah, I'll get you for that. Thank you, Kat.
Post-Cold War villains. The Dr. Evil Hemorrhoid and the Tux Twins.
Don't believe it.
Okay, we've stopped him. You see other cat. She's just over there shivering.
Number 3. Always look like a ninny in Sean Connery's big butt shoes. Almost got me.
Okay. Number 2.
Yes.
His license on his picture on his license to kill looks terrible.
Yeah. Can I take it again? Mm-hmm. And then number 1. Pet peeve of James Bond. His car may be a computerized, way cool arsenal, but trying to put a super big gulp in that cup holder. Ain't happening.
Speaking of super big gulps,
uh-huh.
I discovered something at Circle K.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, I forget what it is. There's the big gulp. I don't know, but they have the big thing, the polar cup.
The polar cup.
They have a thing called the Froster.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like a icy Slurpee, and it comes in Coca-Cola and cherry.
Mm.
And it is so good.
Did you ever notice that at Big Circle K that they have the advertisement, any cup size for 69 cents?
Yeah. And I actually bought a small one day. And yeah.
You found a small cup?
They looked at me like I was crazy.
Because the only thing they ever have in there is the 32 ounces. They never have the big ones. They never had the small ones. They always, everything's 32 ounces.
No, they had the small one.
And I'm trying to figure out, how can I get any size cup when they don't have any size cup?
Well, one by me has them.
Really?
What? Any size cup that's
well,
there.
Well, yeah. But the way the advertisement says, you can go get the 44-ouncer for 69 cents, and you'll never find that 44-ounce cup. Really? Wow. They must see me coming and say, hi, those suckers.
Yeah.
All right, from dumbcriminals.com. Dumb criminal time.
Goldfinger would be proud.
James Bond, greatest foe, once remarked, man has climbed Mount Everest, gone to the bottom of the ocean, he's fired rockets to the moon, split the atom, achieved miracles in every field of human endeavor, except crime.
Meet the man who is making Auric Goldfinger smile at his fictional grave. He's the first man to ever be tried and convicted for getting his dog drunk, according to metro.co.uk. We've totally lost other cat.
Oh, I'm telling you. The man gave a dog a can of beer, setting 2 records. 1 for getting convicted for getting his dog drunk, and 2 for having the world's most lightweight dog. I'll bet in a windy London town he has to practically nail the dog down to keep it from blowing away. That poor guy.
Police caught him giving the dog vodka. If there's any poetic justice in this world, the judge will sentence him to have a hangover every morning he wakes up in his cell.
Instead, he got community service and was banned from owning a warm-blooded mammal for at least a year. Not to worry. I don't think there will be a line of dogs waiting to get his home when he's done scraping roadkill off the highway.
I know. It's a little dark so far, huh?
Sales squirrels.
What?
Sales squirrels.
Sales squirrels.
Sales squirrels.
Sale squirrels.
Right.
Flying squirrels.
No, sales squirrel. Squirrel gets run over by a car. You let it get run over from multiple cars, and then it gets flattened out and dries out, and then you pick it up and you can flip it like a frisbee.
That is so wrong.
It's already dead. It doesn't feel like it.
Okay.
Or if you get to it before it gets flattened, you can have roadkill stew, but that's another story for another day.
Anyway, story time here. These are the best James Bond movie quotes. James Bond has some of the best little lines.
Snippets, yes.
And if you don't listen quick, you miss some of them.
They're so good.
This is from quotes.net.
Okay.
You can be Bond, I'll be the other guy.
Oh, good.
Yes, this is from Thunderball.
All right. My dear uncooperative Domino.
How do you know that? How do you know my friends call me Domino?
It's on the bracelet on your ankle.
Oh, what sharp little eyes you've got.
Wait till you get to my teeth. Ooh.
This next one is from Octopussy. Vijay says, I hear the island is exclusively for women, no men allowed.
Bond, sexual discrimination. I will definitely have to pay it a visit.
Bad, 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 bad man. From Dr. No.
Don't worry, I'm not supposed to be here either.
Honey Ryder says, are you looking for shells too?
Bond says, nope, I'm just looking.
Oh. And from License to Kill.
I'll do anything for a woman with a knife.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you don't have a choice.
That reminds me, on Facebook this week, a post circling from a southern side, from the south of the U.S., shows these two bikini-clad women fishing and hunting. And the caption says, the perfect wife.
Hmm.
That's if you're down south now.
Oh, okay.
It's not northern boys. I'm talking about southern boys.
Okay, we're going to go on another tangent off of your tangent. I went to Panera this morning.
Okay.
To get my coffee and my scone.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew there was trouble. I got out of my car, and there was a woman that took 5 minutes to smooth her skirt before she walked in. She, you know, was kind of getting the wrinkles out and very quietly, you know. And so actually let her go in before me. Big mistake. And she was with a friend, and they get up to the counter. And I've never heard two women ask so many questions about food in such a southern accent so slow that I thought the clerk was going to fall asleep. Oh my goodness, honey child. Can I have that on a bagel? You can have anything you want on a bagel. What would you like on a bagel? Well, what kind of cheese do you put on that bagel? Any kind of cheese you want, ma'am. What kind of cheese would you like on that bagel? And it went on and on and on.
Yippers.
Yippers.
Got to love that.
Bless your little heart.
Ma'am, could you wait behind me next time? Thank you, Connie.
Yeah, anyway.
Diamonds are forever.
Yes. Plenty O'Toole says, hi, I'm Plenty.
Bon, but of course you are.
Plenty O'Toole.
Bun, name after your father, perhaps.
Subtle, very subtle.
I love that dramatic pause.
Never say never again.
Yeah.
Fatima blush. Fatima? Fatima?
Fatima.
Fatima blush. Oh, how reckless of me. I made you all wet.
Bun, yes, but my martini is still dry. My name is James.
Now, these are little James quips.
Okay.
That you can miss if you're not watching carefully. After a hearse flies over a cliff and explodes, he says,
I think they were on their way to a funeral.
After gangsters question a car, he says,
he had a pressing engagement. After feeding the bad guy a shark gun pellet and watching him explode,
he always did have an inflated opinion of himself.
After harpooning someone,
I think he got the point.
After a villain's death by snowblower.
He had a lot of guts. After using a villainous like a human shield while dancing.
Do you mind if my friend sits this one out? She's just dead.
After cutting his own boot off his foot and watching a battle fall to his death. Baddie fall to his death.
He got the boot.
That's bad. That's bad. That's
After
bad.
Watching a villain get crushed under the statue of the Duke of Wellington.
He met his Waterloo.
After watching a villain fall from the cliff.
He had no head for heights.
And after electrocuting a henchman.
Shocking. Positively shocking. hey, guess what?
Let's see. The sun's going to rise.
Yep.
Sun's going to set.
Sun's going to come out tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Top 10 list.
And we have 9 items.
This one, I like this one.
Okay.
This is the top 9 rejected James Bond gadgets.
Top 9 rejected James Bond gadgets.
Yes. Number 9 is super itchy pants.
Number 8, a stapler with a hidden scotch tape dispenser.
That's utilitarian. Hey, Dave laughed at that one. 7.
They would have stuck to it, but they couldn't find the tape.
7. Self-cleaning isotoner gloves.
Ooh. Number six, special implants that turn 007 into 009, if you know what I mean.
Number five, laser action Flobee. You know that hair cutting thing that you hook up to the vacuum cleaner?
Just to get that precise moment in space.
My ex had a Flobee, and he used it on himself, the dog.
My middle son could have used that because as a six-year-old, he started where he couldn't get his hair right and would spend 30 and 40 minutes making sure that he got this one hair right here in the exact spot it needed to be.
Take it all off.
Yeah, now he's losing his hair, so it's so stinking funny.
Aww.
Number four. More realistic than usual rubber vomit.
Yeah, we're going to move right on to three. Pepper grinder that dispenses a little too much pepper.
That's right from the movie Shrek. I love it. Number two, real killing detective nine iron. Ooh.
And the number one rejected James Bond gadget.
Glove compartment Slurpee machine.
See, it all ties in.
Oh, you forgot to put trademark for Slurpee, so we're in trouble.
Oh, mm-hmm. Slurpee.
Slurpees.
I found the Reader's Digest website.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know what? I always did like the Reader's Digest.
I did too. I always liked the military humor.
Yeah.
I thought that was fun. Yeah, I would go through the whole thing and read all the little jokes, and then I'd go back and read the articles. These are fast facts, though.
Okay.
You might know some of these.
Maybe.
These are 13 things you didn't know about James Bond.
Okay.
13, and there's actually 13.
Think you know the James Bond movies? We dug a little-known trivia about 007.
This is from RD.com. He's the man with the golden franchise. Adjusted for inflation, the James Bond films are the top-grossing film franchise ever, according to money-tracking website Box Office Mojo. That's right, it's ahead of Star Wars, Harry Potter, and Batman.
I can believe that. Number two, he introduced the idea of the European vacation to America. From Vanity Fair, Goldfinger-directed Guy Hamilton once said, "Buy your ticket. We're going to take you places." And at that time, he was right. As of 1960, fewer than 2% of all Americans had traveled internationally by air, reports BF. So, Vanity Fair, so both Dr. No from Russia with Love included what are essentially beautiful shots of Pan Am jets landing on runways.
Think,
there is no more Pan Am.
Yeah. Now, this one breaks my heart.
Yes.
Before the Aston Martins, he was a Chevy man. The rides from the luxury British automaker have become something of a Bond staple. The first car to appear in a 007 film was the Chevrolet Bel Air, seen in 1962's Dr. No. Bel Airs were, they're a good car on their own.
On the collector's market.
When you can't buy anything else.
Aston Martins were nothing.
Oh.
Now, because of the Bond movies, they're something. Mm. So, you used to be able to buy them for dirt cheap, and now everybody wants the Bond car.
Yep.
Ain't nothing special, but yeah, whatever.
Here's another very disturbing one.
Number four, he doesn't even drink martinis.
Ooh.
Whoa. Sure, any bartender's got the embalming cocktail shaken, not stirred, ready to go when 007 shows up on a film. But his drink of choice is actually scotch and soda in Ian Fleming's original books. He also ordered up everything from Stingers to Mojitas, plus a controversial sponsorship, but having him throwing back some Heinekens in Skyfall.
Gotta like the sponsorships. His number? Mm. Not 007. It's 52.
Oh.
According to an exhaustively researched list by hardcore Bond fan John H. Hellman, Agent 007 has slept with a woman for every week of the year. Doesn't even take a vacation.
Yeah. Number six, he smells like apple and lavender. Now available from Harrods for just under $70, the official James Bond 007 cologne is said to contain notes of apple, lavender, rose thorn, geranium, and other scents. No wonder Bond's got a sweet game going with the ladies.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Seven, his box office is bulletproof when it comes to the critics. Mm. While 2008's Quantum of Solace is the highest grossing James Bond film ever, really? It was met with mixed reviews. Adjusted for inflation, the prize goes to 1965's Thunderball, which fared better with critics.
Mm.
Okay.
Number 8, the longest term of Her Majesty's Secret Service. Sean Connery is perhaps the iconic James Bond actor, but Roger Moore holds the record for more consecutive 007 films starred in from 1973 to 1985. He appeared in Live and Let Die, The Man with the Golden Gun, The Spy Who Loved Me, Moonraker, For Your Eyes Only, Octopussy, and A View to Kill.
Number 9. Two of the Bond movies are actually indie flicks. It means independent film, not from India. Okay. Eon Productions is responsible for most of the 25 James Bond films to date, from 1962's Dr. No to 2012 Skyfall, but two 007 adventures were made independent of the famed company, the original Casino Royale and Never Say Never Again.
Interesting. Sounds like the old cowboy movies, the old Italian flicks.
And
that, you know, turn around to be box up. Anyways, number 10, he's inspired at least one president.
And it wasn't Bill Clinton. Referring back to 50. Anyway.
A Vanity Fair article reveals that in March of 1961, John F. Kennedy chose Bond scribe Ian Fleming's fifth book, From Russia with Love, as one of his 10 current favorite reads.
Wow. 11, Duran Duran, Trumps, Paul McCartney, Nancy Sinatra, and more. The theme to 1985's A View to a Kill is the only 007 theme to reach the top spot in Billboard's Hot 100 list.
Oh.
That puts it ahead of other Bond favorites, including Live and Let Die by Paul McCartney and Wings, You Only Live Twice by Nancy Sinatra, and Diamonds Are Forever by Shirley Bassey.
Aw. Well, I like
that. Not to mention Adele's Skyfall.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Number 12, he's not for all ages. While most Bond films are rated PG-13, 1989's License to Kill was initially given an R rating by the MPAA. It was eventually edited and re-rated. Bummer.
13. He endorses dessert.
Huh?
George Lazenby, probably the least well-known actor to ever play 007, he appeared only in 1969's On Her Majesty's Secret Service, was picked for the role after producers saw him in a TV ad for Fry's Chocolate Cream, an English candy bar.
Huh. Endorse a chocolate bar, become James Bond. Yeah, it's a natural step. I can see that.
Yeah. Okay.
Just doesn't work.
Oh, onto just some jokes. I found a website completely for James Bond fans. AJB007@co.uk.
Okay.
Yes. All about James Bond.
Question. What's the definition of a lamb shank?
Sean Connery's sheep has drowned.
Wow.
Lamb shank. My lamb shank.
I mean, number question. What would happen if you crossed 007 with Lassie?
After he shot you, he'd run for help. Didn't say these were good jokes, folks. Okay.
So Bond is sitting at a bar in his tux, nursing a vet kid McTini, when a stunning brunette sits at the empty bar stool to his left and confidently orders a vodka martini of her own. Bond says, I admire your choice, miss.
Conda. Anaconda. I admire your wristwatch, Mr.
Bond. James Bond. Thanks. It's an Omega. A remarkable feat of engineering, if I may say so. I designed it myself.
Oh, please do tell.
I lost my place here. Well, Anna, in addition to telling time, it's a Geiger counter, a powerful magnet, and a saw that can slice through a rope.
All you're saying may be true. Go on.
Best of all, it has a high-definition video camera that can store up to 12 hours of footage.
I don't believe you.
I'll prove it. Tell me about, you're dressed. Bond positions the watch so the camera's focusing on Anna and proceeds to record 60 seconds of footage as Anna describes her clothing. Bond, okay, let's see the recording. Bond hits the playback button, which to both their surprises shows 60 seconds of Anna naked in bed, making bedroom eyes and lascivious gestures to the camera.
You presume a great deal, Mr. Bond. What the heck was that?
Oh, bloody heck. That darn thing is an hour fast.
Dun, dun. Oh. That was a long joke for that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sean Connery came over to my flat one day and offered to put up the IKEA shelf I had recently bought. When he was finished, I put some of my things on it. The shelf collapsed and my things crashed to the floor. Connery looked at me with mournful eyes and said,
I'm ashamed of myself.
No.
I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed of my shelf. Joel, you weren't supposed to speak these bad lines. Okay, I don't know what you're doing, but that's not good, Joel.
Yes. Did you hear?
No.
James Bond slept through an earthquake.
Oh.
Yeah, he was shaken, but not stirred.
Joel, this is getting worse.
Who is this girl you found? Oh.
Does it get any better? I don't know.
No. Well, this might make your friend happy from top5.com. The top nine rejected James Bond villains.
Oh, good.
Yes. Nine. Dr. No means no.
No means no. Yeah. Number eight, Michael Milken. Oops. He rejected a junk Bond villain.
Number seven. Put your eye dot out. Put your eye out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, it brings back the old book titles. Number six, Dr. No Money Down.
I love this one.
Yeah.
Number five, Octogenarian Pussy.
Oh, number four. Yes, this is it, guys. This is the best rejected James Bond village ever. I'm so excited. I can't even say it. Number four, pull my finger.
Number three, the man with the swollen thumb.
Number two, Mister, instead of telling you all my plans and then leave you to die in some complex trap, I'll just shoot you the first chance I get. Yeah.
And the number one rejected James Bond villain?
Pussy Agor.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, Al Gore's calling. We're in trouble.
Ruminations. We haven't had a rumination for a while.
All right.
Yeah, this is from ruminate.com.
James Bond is a world-famous spy, which if you think about it, means he wasn't very good at it.
Yeah. Subtle humor. Very subtle. So what's your favorite James Bond movie?
Think about it. You believe it or not, I'm not a big Bond fan. I mean, they were okay, and I enjoyed it, and I loved the gadgets and stuff.
Yeah.
In fact, what was the one where he's over in the Caribbean and he's on that fake sub? That just sold at auction for a hefty price because some guy bought it. Yeah, and he wanted to restore it.
What's he going to do with it? Oh, yard art.
Yard art because it was a Bond thing. So, you know, bless his heart, he had the money. Go for it. I did not bid on it.
No.
Neither.
Mm-mm. So that is all we have for today. I'm Kat.
And I'm Joe.
And together we are...
Shaken, not stirred.
No, together we're Cat Soup, the best of internet humor on the radio.
Have a great week, folks.